Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only.
Q-Code presents A Burned Photo, created by Nicole Esposito.
You know, I heard about this concept once. Liminal spaces. They're these spaces in between. Transitional places where reality feels altered. Hospital waiting rooms, school playgrounds during summer vacation. The familiar made unfamiliar. My life had become a liminal space. Part of it belonged to me and Benjamin, and the other part belonged to the thing. And it wasn't my house. It was me. I was haunted. I was the liminal space.
Sheriff's Department, Parks Bureau, non-emergency line. How can I direct your call?
Hi, I'm not sure if I'm calling the right place.
Is it an emergency?
Technically, no, but...
Then you're in the right place. How can I direct your call?
I need to talk to someone and... I guess, homicide?
You said this wasn't an emergency?
I said it technically wasn't. I found the skull last night at Vasquez Rocks Park.
Last night? The park closes at 7 p.m.
I know, I just thought that I could sneak out for a late night walk. It's my favorite place. My mom used to take me there when I was...
Ma'am, I can assure you, your childhood has nothing to do with this call. Where did you find the skull?
On top of a plateau. A steep one. Not super far from the parking lot, but kind of around to...
A steep plateau, not super far from the parking lot. That's very helpful. Thank you.
No, well, I just, It looked like it might have been a child, if that makes a difference.
If we find it, we'll reach back out to you for a full report. Thank you for the call.
You don't need my information?
I've got the call log here, ma'am. Have a nice day.
No, wait, I...
And who's your favorite Sesame Street character?
Big Bird!
Big Bird. I'm a Bert and Ernie gal myself, but I like your style, kid. They didn't sound particularly helpful.
Probably thought I was a meth head and that I hallucinated it. Not actually that far from the truth, honestly.
Yeah, well, I can't blame them. Getting locked in a ghost house made of demon ashes isn't the most believable story. At least we both know the truth.
Yeah, I mean, good to finally be back on the same page. Hey, speaking of pages, check this out.
What's that?
Anthropology book.
You gonna throw it at the thing?
I know, it's huge. It's like 1,500 pages or something. I took this class, Magic, Witchcraft, and Legends, and this was the book. It's mostly useless, but I did find some stuff over the past few weeks when I was motel hopping.
Aren't you eager all of a sudden?
I told you, that thing threatened my kid. I am done screwing around. Here. Yellow post-its are for legends involving fire. Blue is for kids. Pink is for mysterious disappearances, orange is for photographs, green is for monsters who mimic children, and the purple is for at least three of those together.
I guess you really are done screwing around.
Yeah, it looks like the thing has the most traits in common with the skinwalker. Then I got into some Asian myths and monsters and I found the Obake from Japan, and the vengeful Onryo, which causes natural disasters, including fires.
Well, you let me know if you find a match. Hey, Benji, come here. Let's play.
Did you try that phone number, by the way? Maria, or whoever?
Yeah. Yeah, I called like 10 times. No answer. My text bounced back. I think it's a dead end.
You, giving up on a clue.
No point in beating a dead horse.
Kira, what happened to you last night?
How about after I played the Sesame Street game with Benji?
Yeah, play!
Benjamin, honey? You two can play later. I need to talk to Kira for a few minutes.
Nah, it's okay. We can play now.
Kira, we need to talk.
What is there to talk about? I conked out for a bit, then I came back. Right? End of story.
Kira.
What? Please, don't make me talk about it. I feel like an old lady drinking tea at a kitchen table.
It's chamomile. It'll help you relax. You can just take your time, Kira. I just put Benji down for a nap. I'm not going anywhere.
You mean that?
I do.
Last night, I was following you around the house, pounding on the kitchen window, trying to get your attention. Then you just disappeared. And then in the reflection, I saw Zoe. Just like I saw her in the window in my burning apartment. She put her hand on the glass, and I went to put my hand on hers when the house started to crumble and turn to ash. That's when I found you, and I remember we were talking, and then I blacked out.
And Zoe was in you.
I think we swapped bodies.
You mean she has a body?
I don't know. Not like the ones we have, not... But I did go somewhere.
Where?
I remember waking up. And I remember it was cold. Felicia? Hello? I was there, but I wasn't me. I had freckles on my arms. My hair was too long. My legs too skinny.
Help! Somebody help me! Hello? Whoever that is, get the fuck back!
Wait, don't hurt me, please. Don't hurt me, I just need help!
It was a little girl with curly brown hair and a dress with little ducks on it.
Wait, Katie Harding? Is that you?
I remember her. She came to me when I was a little girl.
Yes, but you're not Zoe.
Who are you? And where's Zoe?
Robbie.
You're Kira Barrington. You're the one she talks about.
But tell me what's going on.
Robbie, he's gonna be back soon. What are we gonna do? What are we going to do?
I think I understand. Everyone, it's all right. You can come out. Kira here is a friend.
One by one, I saw them all. Katie and Robbie, Jill Woods, Brian Martin, even Artie. All the lost children. They were here.
Blue Fairy, mercy come to me. Look on me with gentle eyes, and I shall give to thee.
Knock it off, Artie.
Leave him alone, Brian.
If I were a tailor man, I'd sit right at my loom. I spin a gown of finest down, like flowers all in bloom.
Stop hitting yourself, you weirdo. The Blue Fairy's not coming.
Now I need to start over. Blue Fairy, mercy come to me. Look
what is wrong with him? It's his stupid Blue Fairy thing. Artie thinks if he says it a million times without messing up, some Blue Fairy will come rescue him. But it's not gonna work. All it does is annoy the rest of us.
I said leave him alone, Brian. Where were you before this? What's the last thing you remember?
You're interrogating me right now? No, you kidnapped Zoe. You killed her.
No, I didn't, Kira. He did. He did everything. And you have to believe me. And we don't have much time.
Blue Fairy, mercy come to me.
Something was different about him. It wasn't the Robbie that we saw. It was was the real Robbie.
I'll sit right at my loom.
A scared teenage boy just trying to protect the other children.
Like flowers.
What happened to all of you?
He took my body, Kira, and he used it to take Zoe. He told her everything she wanted to hear. Made her jump at the chance to leave with him. Like he did with all of us.
He used Artie to take me too. And then used me to take Katie.
And then me to take Brian.
We're his puppets. What are you talking about?
See for yourself.
What is that?
This is Ezekiel. Rather, it's Ezekiel while he's using him.
He wears us like clothes and keeps us here.
In the Grey Room.
Grey Room?
He found the space between worlds centuries ago and made it his own.
He always puts us back the way we were when he's done.
But it hurts more and more every time he comes back.
He's going to be so upset when he comes back? Robbie, what are we gonna do?
Who is he?
Tan Mi Tador. Well, that's what we call him.
Because of his chant. Tan Mi Tador. When he's here, he says it over and over again. That's why we started calling him.
But he has many names. He is devastation, terror, resentment, and pain.
He uses our bodies to feed.
He finds a child because he has no other body on Earth.
He causes pain and misfortune wherever he goes. And he feeds off our fear and misery growing stronger. Until he takes his true form. And then he takes us.
And then he massacres your family.
And he tortures us here, making us relive it all over and over.
Until it's time to feed again.
No, I don't like this game. I don't want to play it. I don't want to play this game.
Will you take care of him?
Ah, jeez. Fine. Artie, come here, buddy. It's okay.
So now you know.
That's awful. So you're trapped here.
We thought we were, but it seems Zoe's found a way to get out. When she made that link with you, Kira, when you found her diary, a link we didn't think was possible.
What is that sound?
It's him. Tan Mi Tador. He'll be back soon. And if he finds you here instead of Zoe...
Wait, if all he wants is pain and misfortune, why focus it on your families? On my family?
Because it's what he wants.
But there must be a reason!
Cruelty doesn't need a reason, Kira. That's what makes it cruel.
It isn't just your families.
Ezekiel, you're back.
That means he's on his way. He'll be here any second.
I'm not your family. I'm here too.
Ezekiel. You were first. Why you?
I was so little, I remember. Fire and blood. Pain. And four men laughing at me.
We're out of time.
Why did she send me here?
I don't know. Unless you found the girl.
Girl? What girl?
Years ago, he grew covetous of a boy. He needed him.
Shane.
And he killed him?
Yes, but it was different with him than with us. There was something else he wanted from him. Something he now needs from the girl.
Felicia. Shane's sister.
Shane's sister, Felicia. That family. Tan Mi Tador hates everything, but he hates them most of all.
Robbie!
You have to go. He's coming.
Where?
I don't know. Maybe we can hide you for a few moments until Zoe gets back.
Wait! What does he want from Felicia? Why not just kill her?
I don't know. But when he takes our bodies, we only see flashes of what he does with them. Once Zoe got close to seeing what he sees, to understanding what he knows, she held onto her body just long enough to hear Felicia's name.
She has a son now.
He is in just as much danger, if not more.
What do I do? What do we... What's happening?
It's Zoe. She's coming back. You'll be safe in a moment, thank God.
Can it be killed?
I don't know. But Kira, if If you have the chance, do it.
And if you can't, find a way to kill us instead. It hurts too much.
And then I was back at the rocks.
Oh my God, those poor children, and Ezekiel? Men laughing while he burned? Who would do that?
I think us.
What are you talking about?
That's what I was afraid to tell you. I did some looking online last night, trying to connect Ezekiel to the rest of those kids. I started in Natchez, Mississippi, where Artie died, and then I found this.
That's Samuel Chamberlain, Artie's father. I saw his body in the House of the Rocks, his whole family.
That's Chamberlain, and Robert Harding, Luther Woods, and Irving Barrington, 1863. I think this is why it's after us. We were cursed for what they did. But there's something different about you. Something special. And I think that's the reason it hates you so much. It's because you're the only one who can stop it.
Well, how do I stop something like that?
With help.
Thank you, Kira. I don't know if I've said that enough.
Let's just figure out what we're doing and we can save the thank yous for later.
So, where do we start?
Well, what clues do we still have?
Not much. A 10-meter door, or whatever you call it, it burns everything out of existence, and we've tried Maria's phone number, and I don't know what that I-170 thing was.
Maybe it really is something on that highway? I mean, is it in that mythology book of yours? Maybe there's an index of haunted highways or something.
There's nothing in the book about highways. Unless it's not a highway.
Where are you going?
This book has 1,500 pages.
Yes, you mentioned that.
Shane's blocks had numbers and letters. But the blocks only had one of each letter painted on them. I-170 wasn't I-170.
It's 1170, a page number?
Worth a shot.
What's it say?
Something about a Dr. Joachim. He was a freeman in Natchez, Mississippi, who apparently practiced some kind of witchery or sorcery.
Sorcery?
He sold spells and folk cures out of an apothecary shop around 1855.
I don't see what this has to do with us, though.
We didn't see it yet, but Dr. Joachim was a key. The book described what Dr. Joachim practiced as voodoo, but in reality it was nothing of the sort. Voodoo isn't the macabre occult rituals of Hollywood horror movies. It's a real religion, built on peace, healing, and community like any other. What Dr. Joachim did was something different. And while the forums and chat rooms and subreddits I visited were helpful in answering just about all of my carefully worded questions, whenever I mentioned Dr. Joachim, the conversations ended. I needed to know what I was missing.
Kira? It's 2 in the morning.
And good thing you're awake, too. Because you are not going to believe what I've got for us. I found someone willing to talk about Dr. Joachim.
Really? Who?
Her name is Scarlett Ravenswood.
Sounds like a Hot Topic perfume, but okay.
I know, I don't think it's real, but she is. Maxine had her contact info, which means she's at least legit, and she had an actual reaction when I mentioned Dr. Joachim.
All right, well, let's give it a shot.
Good, because I set a meeting with her tomorrow. Oh, one more thing. let's try and not mention the whole 10-meter-door ghost kid thing.
Well, why not? Isn't that the whole reason we're going?
We're on a fact-finding trip, and she seems skittish. She told me to purify myself with yellow agate just for saying Joachim's name. I don't want to give her a reason to kick us out.
So what's her story, then?
PhD students writing a journal article about lesser-known occult figures.
Oh, well, it's a good thing I went down this internet rabbit hole. I'll be able to play the part. Are you sure this is the place?
It's the address she gave me.
It looks like one of those Halloween mazes they put up in abandoned warehouses.
Who are you?
Hi, Scarlett. I'm Kira. And this is Felicia. We spoke on the phone.
You brought a kid?
I couldn't get a sitter. Sorry. May we come in?
Don't take another step.
Oh. God, what is that?
Frankincense. Hand sanitizer for your aura. Here, put these protection charms on.
Are these necessary?
Would you sleep with a stranger without a condom? Put them on. Come inside.
Okay, she's a lot.
It'll be worth it. I promise.
Wow, I've never seen so many crystals in one place.
Every one of them necessary, my dears, I promise you.
What are those arrowhead necklaces?
Black obsidian. Repels toxic people.
Is this some kind of magic tea to ward off spirits?
Coffee.
What does coffee do?
It wakes me up in the morning. So, what can I do for you two?
Well, Scarlett, Kira told me you're an expert on an occult figure named Dr. Joachim. Did I say something wrong?
Don't say his name. Ever.
Okay. But you know about him.
Of course I know about him. The question is, how much do you know already? Have you read Gurdon?
Who?
Oh, gods. Arthur Gurdon? The man who unearthed the story of him? He wrote the book, Voodoo in Southern America?
Oh, that Arthur Gurdon. No, not familiar.
What are they teaching you in that school? I suppose I can forgive that. They only printed 900 copies of it, and only once in 1940. Luckily for you, I am no amateur and have mine right here.
And this book talks about the doctor?
Ooh, extensively. Are you too familiar with the Voynich manuscript?
Is that the book from Italy, right? I think I read about it. It's written in some indecipherable language that hasn't been seen anywhere on Earth.
How do you know that?
From our research for the project, remember?
Oh, yeah, right. Voynich.
Ah, but the language in the Voynich manuscript was found somewhere else. In this book. Here. Gurdon found this document in the possession of a former slave named Alphonse Abraham.
It looks like a recipe.
For meat pie, yes. But here, in the margins, look at those characters. They match the Voynich manuscript. This is where you gasp in wonder.
I'm sorry, I just don't see what this has to do with anything.
The Voynich manuscript is a book of botany, but the plants described in it are unlike any that actually grow on Earth. Alphonse Abraham was a gardener, and guess who he worked for?
Dr. Our guy.
Alphonse told Gurdon about the beautiful, impossible plants that the doctor grew and what they could do. Cures for fatal illnesses. Made paralyzed limbs work again. They were quite literally magic.
So why is he such a scary guy? Sounds like superhero stuff to me.
He was a superhero. At first, but as happens often with powerful men, the doctor sought more power and he called things to our world that never should have been here.
What things?
His miracle cures caused a fair bit of jealousy and a fair bit of suspicion, and so when a lynch mob tried to take out the doctor, he unleashed the full force of his otherworldly power on them. As he did with a certain clique of wealthy Natchez Society boys. They thought their wealth would protect their families.
Natchez Society boys?
Wealthy men who had a grudge against the doctor. They didn't last long.
Felicia, that's...
What happened to them?
What is that?
What?
It's a picture.
Why did it make that sound?
It's me.
Excuse me?
The picture is me. My mother took this in 1993. It shouldn't exist anymore.
The thing burned your photos.
The thing?
God, why bring them back? Just to torture me?
No. No, to keep us from hearing the end of the story. Scarlet, what did the doctor do to those Natchez families?
You two are the ones who need to explain things.
We don't have time.
What is happening here?
Just ignore it, Scarlet. He wants you to be scared. He doesn't want you to tell us. Benjamin, come here. It's okay. Be afraid. It can't hurt you.
I am not telling either one of you a goddamn thing until you make this stop. What evil did you invite in my house? Who are you?
My name is Felicia Cox. I've been searching for answers about something that's been hunting me and my son.
I'm Kira Barrington.
Barrington? Your family earned themselves the worst kind of karma. And you bring that stink in here? Get out.
Wait, karma? What do you mean? Did the Barringtons do something to Dr. Joachim? Is my family one of the ones he went after?
I said get out!
I thought we'd finally have an answer.
You do. Our families pissed Dr. Joachim off, and he cursed them. At least you know which one's yours.
But there is something different about you, Felicia.
Yes, you keep saying that.
Robbie said it. Zoe said it. Timidor clearly believes it. We need to get to the bottom of this.
All right, how about we get to the bottom of it when I'm done driving?
I mean, your blocks led us to Dr. Joachim, which led us to Scarlet. All those pictures falling from the ceiling were yours, not mine. Robbie said whatever the thing wants from you, it's the most important
Kira,
thing
that- those pictures were the last little pieces I had of my mother and my family, and I just had to watch them all burn up a second time and lose them a second time. I am not some mystery to be solved, okay? I am a human being, so can you just cool it with the trying to solve me thing and give me a goddamn minute?
Sorry.
We drove the rest of the way home in silence. It wasn't Kira's fault. I knew that. But I was still angry at Tan Mitador, at Scarlet, at how my entire life had ground to a halt. I lived in fear and loss and pain. And what is anger but pain wearing a mask? Hello?
Felicia Cox? This is Detective Noriega with the Sheriff's Department. You made a report the other day about something you found out at Vasquez Rocks?
It was a skull, yes. Did you find it?
We did, yeah. Do you mind meeting me in person?
Why?
Please. It's important.
You too hungry?
I'm fine. I fed him before I left. What can we do for you?
I should start by telling you the truth. I'm not with the sheriff's department. I'm a detective, but I'm retired. This skull thing, it's not my case. Not anymore.
What are you talking about?
You know, I remember this day about 30 years ago. I was struggling over a New York Times crossword. I mean, I couldn't figure it out for the life of me. And then my 12-year-old walks by and points out the word in 5 seconds flat. Amazing what a fresh perspective can do.
Sir, I don't know what you're looking for from me, but I don't have any...
I was a detective in New Jersey about 30 years back, Union County. And I had this one case that just... You know these things in your life that stick in you like a splinter? This was one of those. 5-year-old goes missing. Dad offs himself. And then we find the kid in his basement a day later, decapitated.
Benjamin, it's time to go, honey. Let's go. Come
just
on.
Wait, please. The skull you found belonged to that little boy, Shane Ibanez.
How do you know that?
Some old buddies here in LA got the DNA back and gave me a call. How can a 5-year-old boy be murdered in New Jersey and have his head show up in California 30 years later?
You're asking the wrong person. I just found it.
I know. I just... Do you believe in signs? I just heard about the skull and this lady who found it, and... I'm sorry. I'll leave you alone.
There was no way this man knew who I was, who I really was. But after seeing all those photos of my mother burn away before my eyes all over again, I think I needed to hear someone acknowledge that she and my father and my brother Shane existed.
Wait. I do believe in signs, and I would like to know about what I found. Who I found.
I was sure it was the mom. I mean, everything pointed to her. Usually it's the father who annihilates the family, but...
Annihilates a family? I thought you said it was the boy and the father killed himself.
That's what the report was. But I've seen my fair share of suicides, and that was no suicide. Guy had bruises on his neck, blood on his knuckles, cuts too deep for someone to make on their own, and should he be hearing this?
What else?
He had these markings all over his body, some kind of language or something. Then the house burned away all the evidence. I think the whole department breathed a sigh of relief.
You just forgot about it.
They told us to. Too much of a headache. But I never did.
A stranger in a diner told me more about my family than anyone had in my entire life. I went home that night and put Benjamin to bed, my head swirling with images of them all, my ears ringing with the sound of my mother's voice.
Benjamin?
Ah! Damn it!
Oh my God.
There, on my floor, was Scarlett's book, Voodoo in Southern America.
Felicia. He's going to play with me, Felicia.
A
like him, Felicia. I like him a lot. He reminds me of my brother.
Put him down.
Why don't you want to play with me?
No, I said put him down.
No.
You touch him!
Soon, Felicia. Soon you will choose. You or him.
No, let him go!
You or him, Felicia. I will have my blood.
Stop! Fix it all. Mommy's gonna fix it all, okay? I will stop all of this for you. I promise, okay?
What is anger? But pain wearing a mask.
The Burn photo stars Charmaine Bingwa as Felicia Cox, Catherine McNamara as Kira Barrington, Luke Speakman as Artie Chamberlain, Austin Kane as Robbie Harding, Justin Reed as Ezekiel, Charisma Carpenter as Scarlett Ravenswood, Christian De La Fuente as Detective Noriega, with additional performances by Max Lawrence, Drew Bryant, Samantha Dudge, Porter Fasulo, Sloan Summers, and Jen Wong. Created by Nicole Esposito. Written by Nicole Esposito and Jeremy Novick. Directed by Jeremy Novick. Executive produced by Roy Lee, Angus McClune, Rob Herding, David Henning, Sandra Yi Ling, Michelle Zarati, Charmaine Bingwa, and Nicole Esposito. Co-executive producer, Jeremy Novick. Produced by Shenyin He Yu. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Music editor, Brian Kessley. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Neely Oftering. Edited by Neely Oftering. Additional editor, Christoph Klasse. Sound design by The Audio Hive, Jose Varon and Jeffrey Kanick. Mixed by Lamps Lampagina. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting directors, Chelsea Block, Marisol Roncalli, and Mayank Batter at Atomic Honey. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley and Omar Barahona. Set teacher, Celeste Armstrong. Assistant engineering by Beatrice Noronha. Production coordinator, Brendan Weisner and Bailey Grayson. Production assistant, Nathan Yan and Alexa Goldstein. Post coordinator, Marlene Ma and Rachel Yanover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Liefkowitz and Owen Painter. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. The Burn photo is a Vertigo Entertainment and Q Code production.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.
I'm Carlos King, one of the most sought-after executive producers in reality television. I am thrilled to announce Reality with the King, where we'll discuss all things reality TV. I have interviewed everyone from NeNe Leakes, Teresa Giudice, and Kenya Moore. Each episode, we will rehash shocking betrayals, honey. Yes! Hilarious shade! And all the drama. Reality with the King podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts.